We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. Glad you joined us today. We are here for you. I'm Dave Stouter, the health warrior. With me, Bill Sardi, a health journalist. And, you know, Bill, you're always good at reminding me when we do the shows. We have a toll-free number where people can call and leave a message and ask us questions, and we'll do our best to be helpful. Mm-hmm. And that number, by the way, is 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. So I would like to open the show. We've got some questions here. So someone called in and has a relative that sounds like they're really having a lot of cardiovascular issues. She mentioned that they had AFib, they had had a heart attack, they had diabetes, high blood pressure, having trouble with the kidneys. And I'm listening to all this thinking, oh, my goodness. But the question to us was, how do you – they have a blocked artery. How do you clear a blocked artery? Now, this is a loaded question. So, Bill, if you just take a drug and lower your cholesterol, that makes all the plaque go away, right?
Well, the person with all those kind of problems probably a little bit overweight, and I'd like to say, you know, atrial fib at my age, every once in a while I feel a little of that. And it's when I get sedentary and I need to get out in the swimming pool. And it's difficult for people with weight, you know, to do much in the exercise area. They've got a lot of weight on their knees, and usually they get in kind of issues, you know. So that becomes a problem. They need to start on a low-carbohydrate diet to get the weight down and the sugar down. And so a low-carbohydrate diet is almost no refined sugar and no fruit sugars in the beginning. And certainly you're going to toss aside the rice, the pasta, and the bread, and then you've got the carbs out of the way and the sugars. Now, you're not going to handle that very well in the first couple of days because the yeast that the Candida albicans is going to die off. It's the sugar craving stuff in your digestive tract. And you're actually going to get a little feverish and you get a little tired. And if you can get past those first couple of days, then maybe you're going to make it, you know, and you're going to start feeling a lot better. And the brain fog lifts off and you'll be unbelievably surprised. In about 10 days of that, you are going to have a significant reduction in your waist size and weight and everything. Your blood sugar is going to try to normalize. You're going to sensitize insulin, and you're going to insulin's going to work. In other words, it's made in the pancreas, but it's now going to get inside cells. Otherwise, it's stuck in your blood. That's why we have high blood sugar. And you're going to be sensitive to something called leptin, and leptin tells you you're full and you don't eat as much anymore. Now, when you become insensitive to leptin, you just keep eating. Just keep eating. So that would help you a great deal. But it sounds like the urgent issue is the blocked artery.
And Bill, I just want to point out, based on what you said, if you're going to try to get your arteries healthy again, you have to stop the assault on the arteries. And one of the big problems with arterial health is the spikes in blood sugar. So everything you said about the low-carb diet, as long as you're having all this sugar and all this insulin, this just sets up the arteries for damage and plaque. So if you want to try to reverse it, you got to stop the attack.
I have three artery cleansing regimens by that title, three artery cleansing regimens that are on the internet at they're at knowledgeofhealth.com, or go to your browser, type in Bill Sardi, S-A-R-D-I. And there's three artery cleansing regimens. We talk about the vitamin C regimen, which helps rebuild the collagen and connective tissue in your arteries. And as you are deficient in vitamin C, you make a little substance called lipoprotein 8, which takes the place of vitamin C in your arteries, and they become weak and floppy. Now, you know those garden hoses that are flat, and then if you hook them up to the water faucet, they look round while the pressure's going through them. That's what old arteries are like, and they keep collapsing and they're floppy, not right, nice and round like a big fire hose, you know, that a big rubber hose. So the point is that you need that vitamin C to keep arteries substantial, you know, to deal with the structure and keep them firm and pliable. So that's important. You can add a little proline and lysine to that if you'd like to do that. But that's one regimen. Another regimen which I like.
Real quick, how much vitamin C roughly, Bill, just a range?
Oh, 500 milligrams. That's just about all you can buy is 500 and 1,000 milligram pills these days. 500 milligrams three times a day at least to keep the blood levels up. It washes out pretty quickly.
Okay.
Purity products. So I'm on the radio for as a sponsor. I'm a spokesperson for Purity products. I made the only vitamin C formula for them, Purity products. It has all three forms of vitamin C, the water soluble, the fat soluble, and the alkaline mineral ascorbate. If you'd like to get something like that. But the issue is vitamin C is, you know, it's just something you need for your arteries. Number two is chondroitin sulfate. This was done by a cardiologist at Loma Linda University a number of years ago, and he had a reduction in mortality rates and everything. 1,500 milligrams of chondroitin sulfate. He used 5,000, but we found out that a lot less works. You got angina, you have blockage problems, rebuild those arteries. 1,500 milligrams of chondroitin sulfate. Don't get it with the glucosamine, just chondroitin sulfate alone. And that seems to work quite well. There's the arginine, also citrulline. These are amino acids, and vitamin D regimen. And that's another regimen. Is it John Prendergast?
It's Joe
Prendergast. Joe Prendergast, that's right. And he's the Stanford grad in your area, Redwood City, California.
Endocrinologist.
Physician who has captained the use. And it worked in him. He's reinvigorated his arteries. I don't know that I do a little bit of all three of those things a little bit. Now, sometimes we don't have evidence, but chondroitin sulfate makes hyaluronic acid, and we think hyaluronic acid really cleans up the arteries as well. But since we don't have a study, we stick with the chondroitin sulfate and that regimen there. And you can read about it online. And these rebuild your arteries. And the people on chondroitin sulfate were huffers and puffers. They were out of breath. They had angina. They couldn't do anything. And they got off almost all of their medicines and were free of oxygen tanks and angina and all that just on chondroitin sulfate alone. So, you know, those things work. You should be doing them before you have the problems. It's very important. Atrial fibrillation, you need to go to my website, knowledgeofhealth.com, type in Bill Sardi, atrial fibrillation. You'll get a number of articles there. And fish oil is great, DHA-rich fish oil. Magnesium is very good. But the thing that worked for me was zinc. Zinc stopped the atrial fibrillation cold. So you may find that works for you. It worked for my neighbor and three or four other people that I've told it to. So very important to get zinc if you have the atrial fibrillation. That's the top chambers, the atriums of your heart fluttering. And if you're going to go have modern treatment, they're going to do the ablation with the electric, you know, French fry. Your atriums there kind of calm them down. But that's not really the way to treat it. So there are other good ways to do stuff. And I just have to say, a little exercise, you've got to get your heart back in shape. It's a form of heart failure, kind of.
Bill, now you mentioned zinc. I again have a similar question. You told us, you know, in the studies, at least 1,500 of chondroitin. How much zinc, and, you know, people will – before you answer, people are going to say, oh, well, you know, I get zinc in my multi. I think
Well, I did too, but I didn't get enough because multivitamins tend to have on the shy side.
And sometimes, especially if you're trying to be whatever you want to say, therapeutic, is it good to take some by itself even if you have some in your multi?
Yeah. You know, what kind do you recommend? Because there's zinc oxide. Should they use that?
Well, typically, when you go into a store, there's one kind of zinc called monomethionine, which is good. And there's a patented version of that called OptiZinc. And then there's the zinc glycinate. It's made by a mineral manufacturer called Albion. Several vitamin companies out there get it. You'll also see I've seen zinc where there's two or three of like a citrate and a picolinate. And in other words, if you go into a good health food store, folks, and ask a couple questions and deduce whether the person in there knows what they're talking about, but they should direct you not to the cheapest zinc that won't do you any good. In fact, if a health food store has a cheap zinc that won't do you any good, go to a different health food store. They should be able to direct you to one that's easy to absorb.
Well, I have been using zinc acetate, and the issue is that I think zinc, if you're using it for a long period of time. Now, if you've got a cold, you know, I'm trying to remember, George Eby, I think it's George Eby,
okay,
showed that, you know, zinc gluconate lozenges cut down
right
the number of days that you have a cold. But zinc, that's real high dose, but like 70 milligrams or more. But I think, you know, zinc and copper have a balance, and if you don't have enough copper, you don't make connective tissue and so on. So there's issues. So I just like to say get copper out of your diet, and I use about 30 milligrams of zinc every other day in addition to a multivitamin. So that's what I use, and I use a zinc acetate. But, you know, it's there's some good forms of zinc around. That's the form that I use. And a lot of men have atrial fibrillation. So it's a – and they go and they put you on a blood thinner, and that's just to keep a blood clot from occurring. And they don't deal with the issue. So you just – people look at, well, the doctor put me on a blood thinner and my atrial fibrillation is the same. Well, it didn't. All it's trying to do is prevent the blood clot from it, not take care of it. So the doctor should tell you, get out, walk if you can, maybe a little bit stronger exercise, and do some of these other things we're talking about, which okay. are helpful. So,
well, Bill, let's go ahead. Hopefully that at least gives us some direction to the person. And thank you for calling in. We're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. But don't go anywhere. We're not. We'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Don't be shy. Email the show. Haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being here. Yours truly, Dave Statter, the Health Warrior, with me, Bill Sardi, health journalist. You know, Bill, I understand that, you know, we tend to think, or many of us, wait for modern medicine to find the drug that's going to cure heart disease, cure cancer, cure Alzheimer's, all these things that we have to deal with and that we don't look forward to as we age. And the process always seems to be narrow, because if you want to prove a drug, you have to isolate one thing. The drug goes into your system and this happens. And it always seems to me that health is more about a multifaceted approach, not just trying to find one drug. And I understand there's been some interesting studies along those lines with heart disease and Alzheimer's.
The big story today is there's two big studies, one about reducing the risk of myocardial infarction, a heart attack, by almost 90%, and they did it by combining different things, different they call healthy behaviors.
90%?
Yeah, and, you know, that would put the cardiologists out of business, and, you know, they were talking about it's a multi-plan program, physical activity, you know, modest, a little alcohol, preferably as red wine. And so there were different things, a little diet, healthy diet, and so on. And what they did, and I think we're going to see more programs like this where it's multi-pronged, not just you're going to take a statin drug and think you're impervious to, you know, people taking statin drugs think they can get away with eating a little bit, you know, more fatty or, you know, foods that are not so good for you. But it doesn't give you a license. These things don't give you a license to have a bad diet, because then the pills have to override a bad diet. But I'm just looking here in the Alzheimer's study. Now, they were talking about the first case they worked on, and this lady eliminated the carbohydrates. We talk about led to 20-pound weight loss. She went to a gluten-free diet. I don't know that made much difference, increased vegetables and fruits.
But that would decrease the grains in your diet. If you're going gluten-free, it doesn't leave a lot of those starchy things in there.
She got rid of a little stress, went to the stress relaxation thing. She did, she took melatonin, a milligram. That should be at bedtime. She took vitamin B12 and vitamin D3 and coenzyme Q10. These are all supplements to the diet. Optimized her oral hygiene. We're going to talk about that in a future show. So she discussed hormone replacement therapy, which I think was probably one of the bigger things that she had discontinued, and I think she renewed that. And I think that's very important. Women tend to get depressed and have mental issues as soon as their estrogen isn't there. And here's the key part. She fasted for a minimum of 12 hours between dinner and breakfast. Now, if you fast for 12 hours, you are really getting all of the benefits of calorie restriction. We our sponsor, Longevinix, has a pill that mimics fasting or a calorie-restricted diet. It molecularly mimics the same genes are switched. But this lady had a response, a positive response, and picked up her memory, and various things went on there. So these are issues that are measurable, and some of the doctors are doing this kind of thing. So I think some of these things are very good. Now, I don't like Lipitor, the cholesterol-lowering drug, if he has Alzheimer's disease. There's more mental confusion caused by Lipitor than we'd like to see reported, and I just don't like the idea of it. But yeah, I think some of these basic things, if you can put a whole program together, I just wonder, are we waiting for the doctor to tell us these things, or do we need to hear it on the radio, or what, you know, would you like it all prescribed out? And I know for a lot of folks, it's got to be something on the cheap, because they've only got so many dollars to work with today. And so we try to do that here on the show and try to tell people. But I think that fasting thing and the hormone replacement would have been the most significant for that woman. And we have talked in prior shows about the incredible shrinking brain. You better get some fish oil and vitamin B12, because by the time we get in our later years, our brain reaches its optimum size around age 40 and then begins to shrink and is about the size of when we were 7 years old. As we get in our seventh and eighth decade, don't let that happen to you. The antidotes, fish oil and vitamin B12, so that you can keep your brain capacity. I mean, that's very important. But I like the idea of multiple programs and, you know, looking at things in different, more than a singular way. And so we kind of know what we should be doing. I was talking to somebody who had a heart attack. He doesn't seem to have changed his diet or done anything. Just what it is.
Bill, you know. I got to ask you something, because you sent me some studies. I think people are running around going, or they're thinking in their head, okay, yeah, the exercise, the diet, whatever. okay, that's helpful, but it's not nearly as effective as, you know, proven drugs like Lipitor, Crestor, name any of them. But it actually, the science shows that if you really make these lifestyle changes, stop smoking, change the diet, exercise, basic supplements, that they easily outdo the benefits of these drugs.
And some of the supplements, if you're trying to save money, now they, in the heart attack study, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, moderate alcohol consumption lowered the risk of a heart attack by 35%. If you stop smoking, a lot of folks don't smoke, but if you did that, it reduced the risk by 64%. So that's probably the biggest factor.
Wow.
Physical activity reduced the risk by 76%, however. And I know people, I don't get the time that actually they every – I know one person in the morning gets up and walks for 2 miles, and another person gets home at night and walks for 3 miles. And I just don't have the time to do it. But as I jokingly say, I run to the bathroom every morning. But, you know, I think this thing, you really have to do it. I'm trying to get into the pool. It's heated, and I can get in at any hour and do a little swimming because it's non-impact. But those various behaviors I talked about between diet and smoking, a little bit of alcohol and in moderation. And if you did all of these healthy behaviors, you lowered the risk of – and it would reduce your abdominal size, your belt size, and so on. But it would reduce the risk of a heart attack by 86%. My gosh, you almost didn't have a risk at all.
Wow. So I mean, that's
smoking,
huge.
Smoking is a big thing, and I – you know, in our – are smokers really interested in health? Will they take dietary? So no, well, you kind of wonder, but that's the biggest thing that can be done in our country right now to increase the overall group life expectancy is to abandon smoking. And by the way, and this is just said in passing, you know, they made a deal with the tobacco companies. It says here, this, I don't know what newspaper this was in, but they're talking about tobacco, big tobacco made a deal. And so they give the states money as a settlement, master settlement for the legal liability for their harm, their tobacco's cost. But then the states, instead of using it to promote health, have used it like a sprinkler system at a golf course and building an office building for a county jail and, you know, settlement funds actually went back to tobacco farmers. You can believe that one. And so these funds that were supposed to be used in the money they get from the tobacco companies, you know, it's really just a like a mafia thing. You know, if you pay your fee, you get to keep selling the cigarettes. You know, we just want our cut, and then we use it for whatever we want when it was approved to go for health things. And then once you get states – hooked on this, well, don't stop smoking. We need the money, you know? So, you know, it's this kind of thing. And by the way, if you're a smoker, you definitely need to know you're depleting vitamin C. Go get some vitamin C pills. You're depleting your carotenoids. So you need the lycopene, the red pigment, and the beta carotene, the orange pigment, and the lutein, the yellow pigment. And you might find some mixed carotenoids. You probably have them in the store there in Redwood City at Apple Health Foods. But those are the things you deplete. And, of course, smokers probably need a little vitamin D and some other things too. And if you are drinking a little bit too much alcohol, then I would tell you you're depleting magnesium and vitamin B1, thiamine. Those are the two big ones. Probably if you're drinking, you're not getting enough vitamin C and D and zinc. Zinc's the other big one that alcohol drinkers. So zinc, vitamin A, vitamin B1, and magnesium, you should be replacing that. You know, people that drink 2 or 3 glasses of wine every day, wow, you've really got it. You're depleting. So you really need to counter that a little bit. So I've kind of lost my taste for wine, and it's because I've been taking a few of the dietary supplements that I do, and it really backs you off of even enjoying a glass of wine, so you stay away from alcohol, which I think is kind of a good thing. But you know, overall, we can do a lot of things, and I think one of the things that's bothersome a little bit is a lot of folks, you know, my doctor is going to make me well. You know, not me or what I do or, you know, and you really need to put a whole regimen together and get a hold of this in your life. Don't be so fatalistic and, you can outlive your father by 30 or 40 years. And, the best thing you can do is fasting, and that will, we call it calorie restriction. In animals, it doubles their health span and their lifespan. And if you can't do that, you can mimic it. You should do both a little bit with a red wine resveratrol pill that molecularly mimics it. The best one that was proven to activate the most genes that are activated in calorie restriction and fasting was Longevinex, our sponsor's product. If you want to find out more about it, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. It mimics molecularly and epigenetically, we call it, a fasting diet. Now, if you get up in the morning, that is breaking the fast, and that's about probably 7-8 hours you slept. But if you can go a little bit longer like I try to do in the morning, I have a little coffee, and if I can make it to noontime, I've had that 12 hours, and I've kicked my genes into the fasting mode where you're going to live longer that way. So it's just something – you don't have to necessarily deprive yourself of food, but that 12 hours turns on extra genes that'll help you live longer.
Well, like the lady you mentioned, eat earlier. Don't eat dinner at 10 o'clock. You know, eat dinner earlier and get up. Bill, I want to ask you more about this calorie restriction, but we need to take a break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. We still got plenty of show left, folks. Don't go anywhere.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again. And the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone. This is Have a Heart Health Radio, and now don't run anywhere. We're talking about calorie restriction, but we're not going to tell you to stop eating. We've got some advice for you, some strategies. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, with me, Bill Sardi. Bill, real quick, I just wanted to add, you were talking about smokers and carotenoids. You mentioned lutein, which is an extract that we associate with vision. But I know there, I think on the Fijian Islands, where they smoke quite a bit traditionally, this one island had far less lung cancer than all the others, and it turned out that their diet naturally supplied about 20-25 milligrams of lutein instead.
I remember that study. Lutein really helped with the lung cancer, didn't it?
Yeah, so that would be something. And then also benzopyrene, which is a highly carcinogenic chemical that is released when you burn anything. That's why they tell you.
Oh, you're over our audience's head. What is it?
Well, when you light a cigarette, when you charcoal your meats, when there's air pollution, when things burn.
All right.
Now, they did do a study that when they gave smokers some green tea extract and a turmeric extract, sometimes called curcumins, that they were able to normalize the benzopyrene levels within 2 months, so that the benzopyrene was similar to non-smokers. So just a little tips, if you are a smoker, we're not encouraging you to smoke, but you should protect yourself. But Bill, I want to go back to this calorie restriction because I remember they talked about this was in Scientific American. You had this very well publicized, Harvard researcher, researching why calorie restriction worked. How come when you ate less, you lived longer? And discovered a family of genes that appeared to be involved in this effect. When you starved yourself a little bit, these genes clicked on and did all these wonderful things for you. And that's when he was looking for a way to do this without starving yourself, because most people won't do that. And when he found that red wine molecule, resveratrol, that's when he rang the bell. And folks, this was cover story, Scientific American, I think in 2003, was it, Bill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure was. So, you know, you can have your cake and eat it too, or whatever they say. You take a red wine pill, which is this resveratrol molecule, the best tested one, the only tested one, frankly, is Longevinex, our sponsor's product, and it mimics the effect molecularly, or what we call genetically, of a fasting, of a calorie-restricted diet. So I think people would be interested in that, but I find only the very avid health seekers and longevity seekers are. That's my experience. And so people want to feel better and all that. I was just reading in – it was the Veterans Hospital Administration reporting that if you took and increase the copayment on a prescription drug like a statin drug or whatever, and if it went up from $2 to $7, a significant number of people, it was like 30 or 40% more, stopped renewing their prescriptions. Just stopped. And I think it shows how price-sensitive things are for a lot of folks, and they're just living these days. I mean, what has happened in our modern history of America is a dramatic change in current events, because 15% of the people have 85% of the wealth, and 85% of the people are groveling after the other 15% of the wealth. And we don't have any money anymore. Most Americans, it's over with as far as the idea of getting ahead or your dream, and they parade all these multi-million billionaires that have made it on the internet and Amazon and Twitter and all this stuff. But you know, those are the exceptions, and our incomes are stagnant, and the inflation is really 10%, not the 2% target rate. And they paper over the fact that we have less money to buy things that are more expensive today. And so dietary supplements are certainly in there. So choose them carefully. And I tell everybody, if you're an adult, get an iron-free, copper-free multivitamin. Take that every day. Purity Products, I formulated some for them. And we started out with a four a day, four capsules a day, but you can save money. Take two a day, Purity Products, multivitamin. I think you sell it at your Redwood City.
We do the
health foods.
The regular one and the one with the phytonutrients.
With the herbs. And the issue is you can take two a day and save yourself a lot of money. I think it's about $15 or $18 a month. That's affordable for all that you're getting in it. And then I tell everybody a good fish oil capsule. And then maybe a specialty product for your prostate or something, or like a Longevinex, the red wine pill. It works for the prostate and the brain and so many things. And so that's, you know, to save your money, you can get your regimen. I mean, I should go over my supplement regimen. It's not recommended for everybody because everybody has different needs. But, you know, in the morning, I think I'm taking 19 pills. My joke is, you know, I take food with my dietary supplements, not dietary supplements with my food. But I think I have lecithin in there and then some vitamin D and vitamin A and fish oil and then a B vitamin complex and the multivitamin, some one of those two. And then I have, a B12 by itself, a little extra that's, you know, from the multivitamin, and a little B6, which is in a special form called P5P, which is the form of B6 that helps you with blood sugar issues. And so B12, B6, and B1 as the benfotiamine, that's the fat-soluble form, help my gray hair turn dark again. And what else do I take in the day there? I take that, and of course I take my Longevinix capsule. And then a garlic pill I take either at the end of the day or with dinner or every other day. And then I have a extra zinc pill in there. So somehow that gets to be 19 pills a day. But, you know, I'm lucky. I can kind of afford that, and I happen to be able to get supplements at a pretty good price because I'm in the industry. But it's still a challenge to, you know, pay for all those pills. But
except, Bill, the thing I think that people should realize is when you do have to kind of pinch your pennies and you can't just buy a bunch of stuff for good measure, the most important supplements, the ones that are going to really save you money, are the fewest pills that do the most good. And certainly the things you mentioned are that, the good multivitamin, the fish oil, the vitamin D, the Longevinex. We've talked about it, when you look at all aspects of health that a properly done red wine pill would do for you, I mean, that's a bargain. I'll throw a little poem out there, Bill. Some music buffs will know this, but I heard in a song it said, "I don't know, but I've been told you can't run too far with the weight of gold. On the other hand, I heard it said you can't run no farther with the weight of lead." So it's really expensive to be sick, folks. It's a lot cheaper to stay healthy.
Well, let's toast to that.
And yeah.
You want to toast with a little red wine pill. It's called Longevinix, the world's best-tested red wine pill. You can read about it. They'll be happy to send you free information. 866-405-4000. The product's called Longevinix, like the word longevity. 866-405-4000. And take advantage of learning all about something that may be new to you, a pill that mimics a calorie-restricted diet or fasting, which is known to double the health span and lifespan of animals. So that's the story.
What's that number again?
866-405-4000.
All right, we're going to take an early break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill, I just want to ask you, I think this whole Ebola thing has just gotten us focused on.
Oh, I want to talk about that.
Yeah, all the contagions and everything out there. And I just want to bring that up, not to talk about a cure for Ebola or anything like that, but people want to do something to protect themselves from cold and flu season, from this strange respiratory virus, from this new mosquito-borne with a name like chikungunya or something. And it's just, you know, we just want to protect ourselves, feel like we're doing something and not just sitting here waiting for what's going to happen. So That's what I want to ask you about when we get back. Don't go away, folks.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Welcome back, everybody. Have a Heart Health Radio. We're here for you. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the Health Warrior. With me, Bill Sardi, health journalist. And, you know, that's the interesting thing. You want a guy like Bill Sardi. He's, you know, to me, Bill, we ought to start calling you an investigative health journalist because you dig up so many amazing connections with nutrients and things. You're scouring all the studies that our doctors don't tell us about.
Well, you know, this stuff works that we talk about here on the air. In my lifetime now, I had a weak gallbladder, and I started having some symptoms, didn't realize what it was. Didn't realize if I ate a little ice cream, I had some burping. Well, that was a little bit of lactose intolerance. You know, I needed the lactase, but I kind of backed away from that dairy anyway with that. But I still had issues, and right under my right lower rib, it would feel kind of funny, and I'd have a sharp, ooh, just like a knife pain for just a second. That was the gallbladder squeezing down to squeeze bile out so I could digest fats and oils. But there was a little stone in there, you know, and it hurts. And so I was developing gallstones, and then I learned that a little bit of IP6 rice bran, you can get it at a health food store, a little taurine, an amino acid you can get, and taurine thins the bile. IP6 rice bran dissolves the gallstones, and sure enough, I got rid of that problem. No removal. You go to the doctor, it's just, oh, take it out, and he refers you to the surgeon to have it done. So I still have my gallbladder, and important for you. If you've lost your gallbladder, you still need to do the same thing because you're going to have the same symptoms, and you don't have this little squirt gun when you eat a little bit of extra fats and oils for the bile to break it down. You're just getting it out of your liver instead of the squirt gun, which gives you a little more, called the gallbladder. So, you know, this stuff works. I use it for my benefit. So, And things like this, I've avoided lots of health problems. I get a little health issue, and then I get it goes away. And so, you know, I sit a lot, and I'll tell you what you're going to get is a little bit of pain on your bottom, and you're going, oh, wait, I've got some bulging veins. That's hemorrhoids. And you're going to get a little bit of that because you're too sedentary. And if you got the problem, go down to the health food store and get something. It's a orange peel extract called Diosmin, D-I-O-S-M-I-N, Purity Products, who I am a spokesman for in New York, sells Diosmin as Nuvaprin. Nuvaprin, you can look that up, but David Stouter has it at his health food store. And it strengthens the veins, if you have got spider veins and varicose veins. But that's what hemorrhoids are. They're just a vein that's bulging. And certainly we need to not stand so much or sit so much, but I got rid of my problem taking the diosmin and a little more activity. So these things come and then they go in life. So they help you a great deal. So yes, what we talk about on this show, it's worked for us, and I know it's life changing, and we're trying to mention these things as much as we can because we have an audience. Obviously, if they're listening, they're interested. So we know the health seekers want to make changes. By the way, David, I've been trying to throw a plug into every show for my son, who's 10 years old, Matthew, for his math teacher, Richard Garcia. If you have grandchildren or kids of your own and they're struggling with learn math, or you homeschooling some children, want to teach them math, basicmathsolutions.com. Basicmathsolutions.com. Go there, get the workbook, learn how to do it. And I was explaining on the air a couple of weeks ago, you know, a child tries to add 4 plus 5, and they're confused. The answer is 9. 4 is only a representative of 4. It's an abstract. The kids need to learn this. You draw 4 circles next to the 4. You draw 5 circles next to the 5, then have the kids put the 4 and the 5 below, and they'll come up with the 9. And this is how Richard Garcia teaches kids. And once you come up with the 9 answer, you ask the kids, well, how many threes are in nine? Three. How many sets of four? Two fours and a one. How many sets of two? Four sets of two and one set of one. So you're teaching kids division and multiplication and addition all in one easy method of teaching. If you have children struggling with math, basicmathsolutions.com. I'm telling you, we put up that website. I helped my son's math tutor do this. And unbelievably, we got 1,100 people came to the website, and a lot of people ordered the little workbooks and tools to help kids learn better, faster. So, and by the way, if your kids are having problems like mine was for a while in taking instruction and learning, and it seemed like their attention deficit, make sure they get enough red meat as children, especially the boys, because they're growing, because you need red blood cells to think. Okay, keep their, and then the other thing is enough zinc. These are minerals, iron and zinc. And so the red meat provides the iron for the red blood cells. Zinc is important to balance with copper because children that have a high copper level are going to degrade their working memory molecule, dopamine, and they won't be able to hold mom's instructions. You know, pick up your shoes or put on your socks and how many times you have to tell a kid that. Well, when you get zinc, it calms and balances out that copper so it's not degrading the dopamine, and you can learn and take instruction better. So that's something you can learn with for kids. So these are all issues that we bring up. Sure, this works. This stuff works. I've seen it in my son. So I had a late child. So I'm in my late 60s now, and I have a 10-year-old boy. So I've got to stay healthy. If I want to stay in his life, I need to live healthy and have him not pushing my wheelchair. You know, and I need to be 80 years old to be in the first two decades of his life and share it with him. So very important. We all have grandkids or somebody that's important to us. We need to stay healthy and not be a burden to them. And if we don't want to be a burden to them, we need to listen to things like we share on this program. And if you got the red wine pill, resveratrol, I mean, I remember the lady in San Diego County. She was in her 80s. She was bedbound, bedridden, had been in a bed for 5 years, only getting out with a walker to take three steps, get in the bathroom, and come back. And her son slipped the Longevinix capsule, opened it up, put the powder in a liquid drink that she had every day. It was a liquid multivitamin. And lo and behold, after a few days, she began walking around the house free of the pain. She had a lot of broken bones from osteoporosis. She was able to go on a vacation in a car. She was able to start washing the dishes. Her vision got worse. Can you believe this? But her son was a retired optometrist and went and got an old pair of glasses out of the drawer and gave her glasses that she had prescribed 7 years before. And sure enough, the cataracts and so on had gone away, and she was in a more youthful prescription, and now she could see well enough, and she was reading a book a day from the library service that delivered it to her home. She had a complete turnaround in her life in her 80s. By the way, we never did tell her. I went to see this woman and see the whole experience, and she felt God had visited her, and this was a healing, and it was. And, you know, we just didn't want to take that away from her, so we never did tell her that it was Longevinix, the red wine pill, that did all that for her. Her son witnessed it all, wrote a little report about it. But, you know, we wonder if there aren't loved ones that you know that would be helped in that dramatic way. And we've seen it so many times for people. So, you know, we just tell you about things we can't overpromise. Better to underpromise and overdeliver. But, you know, we do have a sponsor here for the program. And that's Longevinix, the red wine pill. And if you want to know more about them, 866-405-4000. But you wanted to drill me on Ebola.
Well, I tell you what, maybe I let me just ask you this. We've only got a few minutes here, Bill, and I think if we open up that box.
Well, I want to talk about my big report I've written about Ebola, yeah. And that'll be next week. But I do want to tell people, if you're frightened about Ebola, the Ebola virus, and we now have a man that came from Liberia and then came here to this country, had it, and has since succumbed to the disease. But don't be afraid of Ebola. This is a whole contrived thing. And I just want to tell you, if you're adequately fed, if you have good nutrients, usually a diet won't do it, but certainly you want to back away from smoking and taking certain immune suppressing drugs and not too much alcohol and various things. But it's important, the key nutrients for you to take as supplements if you want to fight Ebola, the garlic, that we'll talk about that in a second, but certainly selenium, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, those are very important. But the garlic knocks out everything, every known virus, every known bacterium, every known fungus, every amoeba. These are all types
of... But it has to be allicin, doesn't it?
Well, you have to have the allicin, and the allicin is destroyed. A standard garlic pill won't do this, even though they advertise it. So you have to have an alkaline minerals added to the capsule, and it counters the stomach acid that destroys the enzyme that then activates the key molecule in garlic called allicin. If you want to find out how to do that before everybody runs out, because everybody's going to stage some sort of Ebola crisis in this country, and you better get some of this garlic that really makes the allicin. And, you know, you can do that. The product's called Garlazyme, and the phone number for that is, 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. By the way, Garlazyme is only $8.60 a month when you buy three 1 month supply bags, and you get a fourth one free. The net price, the shipping is free, $8.60 a month. How's that for a deal? The world's best garlic pill at the world's best price. 866-674-3955. That's Garlazyme. And, you know, you don't have to worry about these biological threats. Garlic takes care of everything. And by the way, it knocks out H. pylori, a little bug that shuts off the stomach acid secretion in your digestive tract. That's something that 52% of us have. It knocks out the Candida albicans, the yeast that overgrows in our stomach when we eat too much sugar. That's something 72% of us have. That's what allicin and garlic does. Get the real McCoy. Get the one with the real allicin in it. It's called Garlazyme, 866-674-3955. And don't worry about Ebola, but make sure you get some selenium in your diet too.
Well, yeah, as I said in the beginning, there's we're all focused on Ebola. It's in the news. We're being told all this stuff. But there's plenty of things out there, bacteria, microbes, just cold and flu, that would like to attack us, if you will. And, folks – if you want to stay healthy, listen to this show. Eat less sugar. Sleep. Wash your hands a little bit. Eat a better diet. And you've got all these wonderful dietary supplements like Garlazyme that can sort of supercharge your health and immunity, because your immune system really can handle a lot of this stuff if it has what it needs. And I'm sorry, the typical American diet just doesn't come close. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill and I thank you for listening. We had a great time. We'll be back next week. Tell your friends, and we hope to see you all there.
Bye, all.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.